bless your holy name, God. We worship you, Father.
Take it, Rachel.
To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live. To worship you. To worship you,
the beauty of your holiness.
You're the better choice.
To worship.
worship you, God. We live.
To worship you.
That's what we were made for, to worship Him, to give Him praise, to give Him glory, to give Him glory. We worship You, Jesus.
Sing it again, sing it again.
We worship You. Hallelujah. To worship You, God. We live, move, and have our being. Whoa.
To worship you,
to worship you,
I live.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, oh,
yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, oh,
hallelujah.
Oh,
oh, we bless your name. You
sometimes
break
that's
God.
All we can say. Oh,
breath of
life
our soul.
In my bones.
You are the breath in our bones.
You're the breath in my soul.
Breath in our souls, God.
The life in my bones.
Life in our bones.
Breath of my soul. Life in my bones. You're
you are the only
one my heart wants to know.
One that our heart wants to know. You are.
You're the breath of my soul. Life in my bones. You're the only one my heart wants to know. You're the breath in my soul, life in my bones. You're the only one my heart wants to know. I wanna know you, Jesus. You're the breath of my soul, life in my bones. You're the only
just the power of his speech, his words. He formed a world no one has ever seen. But with man, with us, he gave us his exhale, his breath. His breath would inspire scripture, which makes sense because he is the living word. His breath is in us. His spirit hovers over us, reminding us of him, reminding us of our creator, reminding us of the one that molded us as the best sculpture he's ever made. The one that he decided was worthy to have his breath, to have his spirit. Breathe. exhale of God
on us.
Inhale His Spirit.
Breathe.
And exhale.
Breathe.
Breath of my soul, life, my bones. You're the only one my heart wants to know.
Breathe on us. Breathe on us.
You're the breath of my soul. Of my soul, life in my bones. You're the only one my heart wants to know. Breath of my soul, life in my bones. You're the only one my heart.
Hallelujah. 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 Let's clap our hands. Giving honor to God. Giving honor to God who keeps us. Hallelujah. 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 You may take your seats this morning. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you back into the house of the Lord. Give yourselves a hand praise. Hallelujah, because He is worthy this morning. We want to welcome back our members today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And those guests who we know they are on their way. How many know that people are standing in line? Hallelujah. To get into the spoken word church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and we declare that they're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Amen. That is our declaration, and we believe and we trust God, hallelujah, that He will do what He said He would do in the name of Jesus. Bless His holy name today. Hallelujah. So I just want to say from myself and the pastor that we are just so excited about what God is about to do. How many of you know we continue to hear about the COVID-19, and they have some form, other form of disease out there, but how many of you know that God does not give us the spirit of fear, but peace, love, and a sound mind? Hallelujah. We don't have to walk in fear. Amen. Because we know that what God says to us is true, and He says that He heals us from all diseases, and He will cause them to pass us by. Let me hear everybody say, He will cause it to pass us by. Amen. I'm so thankful and grateful today that He has covered you and He has covered me during this time. Amen. How many of you are thankful and grateful today? Amen. You're glad to be in the house of the Lord today? Amen. I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord today. Now, if you would, we're going to stand and we're going to declare our Psalms 91 over each and every one of you. And as you're declaring Psalms 91, what we want you to do, we want you to get someone on your mind today. Amen. And we want you to declare this over their lives, over their children's life, over their family's life. And we know that God tells us to pray for our brothers and our sisters in Christ. Amen. And then I also want you to keep in mind the leadership, the heads over this world, because we know that Jesus was the one that ordained authority. Amen. And the only reason why they're in those positions is because it was ordained even before we were born in our mother's womb. God set it in order. Amen. So what we want to do, we want to pray even a canopy over protection over the White House and leaders all over the world. How many know that it's not about us? Amen. We are a tool, hallelujah, in the master's hand to be used for his glory, his goodness. Amen. To be able to decree and declare and speak about the gospel all over the world, that people will be saved. So if you would stand with me this morning in declaration of the 91st Psalms, our canopy of protection. Amen. Let us read. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the northern pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waiteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Thou shalt bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. It's in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. You may have your seats. And at this time, we want to prepare for our tithe and offering. Amen. Giving unto our Lord this morning. Bless you.
Thank you, First Lady. Amen. Good morning. Are you guys ready for tithes and offering time? Amen. This is a joyful time. Amen. I have a scripture here. Will you go with me to Genesis 14 and verse? Let me get my verse here. Genesis 14 and 18. Amen. And I'll start reading. Melchizedek, king of Salem, and I'm reading out of the Amplified version. Melchizedek, king of Salem, later called Jerusalem, brought out bread and wine for their nourishment. He was the priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, blessed, favored with blessings, made blissful, joyful be Abram by God Most High, possessor and maker of heaven and earth, and blessed, praised, and glorified be God Most High, who has given your foes into your hand. And Abram gave him a tenth of all he had taken. And the king of Sodom said to Abram, give me the persons and keep the goods for yourself. But Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand and sworn to the Lord God Most High, the possessor and maker of heaven and earth, that I would not take a thread or a shoelace or anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to point out two things. Melchizedek came out with bread and wine to meet Abram. Bread and wine. That's communion. Amen. Jesus had communion when he brought out bread and wine with his disciples. This king, Melchizedek, I believe that he was having communion with Abram. He knew about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the next thing was that when the king of Sodom asked Abram for the persons, Abram said, no, lest you make me rich. People say, you make me rich. Sodom represents Satan. I hope you got that. Abram gave his tithes to Melchizedek, and the Bible says that Jesus is a priest after the order of Melchizedek. That's who we are. We are priests after the order of Melchizedek, who is a king and a priest. And you have to understand, king and priest. The kingly anointing and the priestly anointing is in Melchizedek, and Jesus Christ is patterned after him, who we are priests after. There's a kingly anointing and a priestly anointing. You have to understand this house. Oh, my goodness. Not to pump our pastors up, but you have to understand this kingly anointing is about business. Okay? Our pastors, they're business owners. And I see the kingly anointing that's on them. And then they have the priestly anointing. They minister, but we are priests also. Amen? So when we give our tithes, amen, know that you have this kingly anointing and this priestly anointing too. We have it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So at this time, let's prepare our hearts to give our tithes. If anyone needs an envelope, our minister, Nicola, she will pass it out. Amen. Hallelujah. The kingly and the priestly anointing. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And at this time, will you please stand? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. And will you extend your hands to our tithes? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we have your most interest, God.
Yes, Lord.
That we seek you, Lord, in our tithes and our worship, Father God. That we know that tithes is a part of worship to you, God.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you, Lord, that you receive our tithes there in heaven. And Father, I pray over everyone in this house, Lord, that you will bless them 100-fold, Father God.
Amen.
Not just in their finances, but in their health, Lord, in their relationships, in their families, everything that they put their hands to do, Father God.
Yes.
Bless it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, this is the time for our announcements.
A place to hide this weary soul.
Amen, amen. If I could, I just want to kind of reiterate some of the things. I know the slides on some of them was going pretty fast, but I wanted you guys to pay attention, especially to where it talks about sharing your gifts and sharing your talents with the church. And what you saw is some of the areas in which we are asking, you know, the body of Christ to share. One of those areas is that we are definitely in need of a sound and video. So that way we want to be able to, you know, keep the pastor out in the community, social media, if that's one of your gifts. And what I also like, too, is, you know, what I believe is that we can do anything that we put our minds to. And because there's so much education out now, there's so much knowledge, you don't necessarily, we're not looking for you to be an expert. But, you know, if you are the type who can research and you know, find out different things on maybe how something will operate, we're looking for that. And also administrative gifts, those of you who, you know, maybe type, do slides, different things like that when it comes to administrative. Website coordinator, what that is somebody who we could have to oversee the website. And when I say oversee the website, that means to keep it updated. If we want to make changes, you will be that person that I can go to and say, hey, Pastor and I would like this posted on the website, or we want this to come off of the website. Amen. Then also Facebook, because we have a Facebook, someone who can actually post different things on the Facebook, maybe when we're doing services, lives, or we're having fellowship. Pictures are taken where we can just show the community what we're actually doing in the community. Amen. So if you have a gift, I would love it if you all could, you know, talk to me immediately after service. Everybody know room 9 is actually one door down. Just talk to me about your gift. How many of you know that God, when he brings a people together, he brings us together because he knows what gifts that he has imparted into you. And it's all to help the upbuilding of the kingdom. And we call those things administrative type things. Those things is what keeps the ministry functioning and flowing. Amen. So many of you know me and the pastor, we believe in every people sharing their gifts. You don't have to be you know, in the ministry 10 years or 5 years before you, you know, share the gift. God brought you here because he knew what we needed as a body of Christ. And how many of you know that we can't do it by ourselves? Amen. That's the reason why God says that we are unified as one. We come together to partake. Amen. And one thing I can share about here at the Spoken Word Church, we are not the ministry that will wear you people out, because we know that that's not the will of God either. We have been taught to use what you got. Amen. And we don't make up things just to be busy, because we know that that's the enemy as well. He likes to keep us busy so he can wear us out. And then we're not able ministers to go out and minister the gospel. So we do believe in what you call balancing life, because we understand that work, going to work, is also the will of the Father. And most of us, it takes at least 8 to 10 hours a day, amen, for us to go out, amen, and make provision for the family. So we consider all of that. God says count the cost, amen. So we've always counted the cost here in the Spoken Word Church, because we do want you guys to be healed, healthy, and prospering in your lives. Amen. Amen. So, and I also wanted to share you where you saw the fivefold ministry. If you feel that you're called to the fivefold ministry or called to some form of leadership here, also meet me and Pastor over in room 9, and we'll talk about those things further. Amen. Amen. So for our man of God come up, I would like for you to put up the confession of faith. We want to start back confessing our confession of faith over this house of the Lord. Some of you all may be seeing it for the first time, but those of you who have dwelled with us for some time, you already know what that confession of faith is. So as we prepare for the confession of faith, I'm going to ask that each of you stand. And this is what we believe here in the Spoken Word Church concerning, you know, what God would do for us. So if you would, it's actually there on the screen, confess with me our confession of faith. Let's read. People are standing in line to get into this church in this location to hear the word of God. Every seat is filled in every service with the expectations of signs, wonders, and miracles. Our Sunday morning service at 11 o'clock now, our Wednesday night service at 7:30 p.m., or intercessory prayer every first and fourth Saturday at 9 a.m., and any other service that we might have. Every need in this ministry is met, and we are 100% tithe givers. All of our property is paid off in full, and we owe nothing to no man. Every member of this church is healed, healthy, blessed, and prosperous, and we are reaching the world with the gospel through our prayers and support. For this is a prosperous year for us. The doors of success has been opened. We shall succeed in everything in Christ. The doors of failure have been closed, and we shall not know defeat. For this is a prosperous year for us. The doors of success have been opened. We shall succeed in everything in Christ. The doors of failure have been closed, and we shall not know defeat. For this is a prosperous year for us. The doors of success has been opened. We shall succeed in everything in Christ. The doors of failure have been closed, and we shall not know defeat. And being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was able also to perform, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Before you have your seats, hallelujah, tell somebody that you love them. Amen. Tell somebody that you love them. Somebody other than somebody that you know, let them know that you love them today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may take your seats. In honor of our beloved pastor of this house, amen, I'm asking that we will, as he comes up, hallelujah, just give him blessings, amen, as the word come forth. Our beloved pastor, Daryl Simmons. Amen. Bless you, man of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let's give Jesus a hand praise this morning. Let's stand to our feet and give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for that which he has yet to do and shall do and continue to do in your life. You are alive because of the blood of Jesus. You are alive because Jesus loved you. You are alive because he died on the cross and went to hell and took the keys. He says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" In the name of Jesus, you may be seated this morning. What an honor and a joy it is to be before you this morning in the house of God. I thank God for his presence. I thank God for his faithfulness. I thank God for the journey of life. Amen. Glory to God. Life is a journey. Somebody say a journey. Say life is a journey. But I don't ride by myself. Hallelujah. Who you riding with? Say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let's say Jesus three times. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We clear the atmosphere this morning. Amen. We don't ride by ourselves. We ride with Jesus. Jesus is our lover of our soul. Glory to God. God bless you this morning, those that are looking and listening and tuning into the word of God. We thank God for your faithfulness. We thank God that you have the stuff that stick. We thank you for your life being changed and trusting in the Lord, who gives us the ability to obtain wealth, who gives us the ability to walk upright and comely of the Lord. May God bless your household this morning. May you be fruitful in all that you do in the endeavors of your life. If you're ever here in the state of Washington, we ask that you will stop on by here at the Spoken Word, where we speak the word only. We do what he says in the mighty name of Jesus. We're located at 15413 First Avenue, Court South. That's Tacoma Spanaway in Building H. The H stands for Holy Ghost. The H stands for High Priest. The H stands for Look to the Hills with cometh your help, and your help only comes from the Lord. God bless you this morning. Let's give them a hand praise this morning for tuning in this morning. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to give honor to whom honor is due. We have Bishop Blackwell and his beloved wife, Dr. Blackwell, in the house with us this morning. Amen. Is it the South or the North Carolinas? It's the North Carolinas. They're coming back from the North Carolinas. They was here in the state of Washington, and God has like the law of gravity. Law of gravity is what a lift and a thrust, amen. God lift them out of the Pacific Northwest and thrust them to the North Carolinas, but they didn't stay up high. They came back down to the North Carolina land so they can do the good will of God. May God bless you in your ministry there, and may he enlarge your territory, and all the blessings of the Lord be with you. Amen. Let's give them a hand praise. Servants of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus. I'm so excited once again to be before you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We had an honorable trip when me and the First Lady were summoned to go out to the East Coast. Amen. We went to Baltimore, Maryland. We had the opportunity to speak an engagement, and we went with the name of the Lord. Amen. We bared the cross. We didn't go in our own name. We went in the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. To Always House of Prayer, Pastor and Ida Womack, their 16th year anniversary. And we were definitely honored because they could have called and summoned on anyone in the East Coast. You know, the East Coast, as they say, rock the most. Amen. East Coast, they have many people that they have called to call upon. But they heard the voice of God, and they called on a little Daryl and a little April. Amen. And we went up there along with our minister, our own minister, Minister Nicola. Let's give her a hand. Minister Nicola and her beautiful husband, they traveled along with us. What a joy it was that the people received the word of God on that Friday night. I ministered the word of God. It was called the law of the spirit. We have to have spiritual laws. Amen. Glory to God. And then on that Saturday morning, we went to intercessory prayer. What a power hour it was. And then after that, there was teaching done by our own First Lady and our own Minister Nicola on prayer, amen, and intercessing, amen. And they loved it. They received the word of God. Many people's lives were changed. You know, how many know that when you, and Jesus said, when he was in his own hometown, no one would receive anything that he said. But when he went out of his hometown, many people received the word of God. They were familiar with Jesus because they aren't you just a carpenter? But see, they received the word of God when we took God with us, and God was before us, and we didn't go in our own self, amen. And the people of God of Always House of Prayer received the word of God, and I'm so thankful and grateful for our own members who traveled with us to show a level of maturity, amen, in the name of Jesus. A level of maturity. When you travel to do the will of God, you have to have a level of maturity. You can't go in your own strength and in your own power, in your own knowledge, nor in your own will. You have to go in the will of the Father. Amen. Somebody say, in the will of the Father. You must go in the will of the Father and not in your own will, in the name of Jesus. And then on that Sunday, we brought the word of God. It was so powerful. We had worship in spirit and in truth, and God done a marvelous thing. I'm so thankful and grateful to that beloved family. They showed us the house up there. They treated us well. They loved on us. Glory to God. I got to go lose some weight, amen, because they kept feeding us, amen. And I didn't want to be rude, but First Lady, her infinite wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of like to stay fit and trim, lean and mean, kept kicking me under the table. Don't you take another bite. Glory to God. Don't you take another bite. And I was saying, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Amen. Glory to God. So it's good to see each and every one of you, amen, in the house this morning. Amen. Let's just continue to pray for the saints. Amen. Because saints are doing things that they should not be doing. And we pray the strength of God to be up on them, that they will run back unto the love of the Father. How many know that it's best to be in the Father's house than be outside of the Father's house? Amen. Because the Bible says, in my Father's house, amen, in my Father's house. It's not my house, it's the Father's house. Glory to God. And I want to thank the men. Men, we're going to get together and we're going to do the will of God. I'm summoning all men, men of virtue, men of power, men of covenant, men of the word, men of strength. And we will not be weak. We will not be feeble. We are going to hit the ground running and we're going to lift up the name of Jesus. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We're not drawing them to ourselves, but we're going to do this thing. We're not going to be flaky or shaky. We're going deep into the fryer. Amen. Glory to God that we all may come up crispy with the love of God. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so excited to be back in the house this morning. God bless you once again. Amen. Amen. Stand with me in prayer before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords this morning. Amen. Before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords this morning. Amen. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for being the lover of our soul. And God, as we open up the book, we're going to find where it's written of you. But it's also written of us, because you say, greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Now, God, I ask that you will bless your people's ears to be open to hear and their hearts to be receptive to hear, thus says, of the Spirit of the living God. So, God, go before me. I have studied to show myself approved, God, but I need your help. I need the Spirit. Use me as you have molded me. I want to do your will and your perfect pleasure for your glory alone. All that believe, say, Jesus is Lord. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of our life-changing, ever-rearranging King. For the last couple times that I have been before you, before we stepped out, we was dealing with a subject matter. And I want to continue in this particular series. And the series that we have been talking about is that you can be kingdom successful without compromising. Kingdom successful without compromising. There's so much compromising in the kingdom of God. And people don't think they can be successful without compromising. Somebody say compromise. Say, I will not compromise. See, compromise holds the connotation of trying to get someone else to do something that they don't have a desire to do. Do you hear that? You're not going to compromise. See, the world is trying to get us to believe in something that they want us to believe, but we don't have to believe because we believe in him who we have received, amen, in the name of Jesus. And we learn a lot of things from the book of Daniel. And the subtitle to that is Dare to Be a Daniel. Daniel was a young lad taken from his own hometown. I'm going to give you the backdrop so we can go back, so we can launch forward into what God has for us to say this morning. Amen. So Daniel was a young lad and he was taken from his own hometown. He was taken from his hometown with four of his partners. You can say partners or you can say buddies, whatever you want to say. But they was all stripped from their own hometown and they were young. How many know if you're taking from your house, you're taking from your home, and you don't know the people that's taking you, you can fall in fear. Do you hear what I'm saying? You can fall in fear. You can be fearful and you can do whatever they desire for you to do because you don't even know the outcome. But see, Daniel, in his young age, he knew the outcome. He knew of the Lord. He knew the power. He knew the strength of the God that he served. Amen. So Daniel was in this land and they tried to strip Daniel. They tried to tell Daniel to do what I say do. It went so deep that they changed their names. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They gave them different names. Amen. But how many know when God give you a name, the world can't change your name? See, God gave all of us a heavenly name. And our heavenly name is Overcomer, because it says, I have overcome the world even by faith. Amen. The world can call you a loser. They can call you discounted. But God says, no, you're up and not down. You're above and not beneath. You are my beloved, and I've called you according to my purpose in the name of Jesus. So Daniel had purpose in his life. Somebody say purpose. Say, I have purpose. See, you must understand, and I must understand, that we have purpose. The purpose that we have is not our own purpose. It's been given by the glory of God to reveal his will in the earthly vessel. Do you see it? Amen. So Daniel knew this. Daniel understood this, and Daniel stayed. He did not eat of the king's meat. He did not eat of the king's wine. And Daniel said, you can give me 10 days. And 10 is assigned the number of completion. After these 10 days, it's going to be done. You're going to come back and look at me and say, whoa, what have you done? Daniel was more vibrant than the ones that ate the king's meat, of the king's substance. What I'm saying to you, the world will feed you anything. Do you hear this? The world wants you to eat of their substance. The world wants you to eat of their pleasure. The world wants you to eat of their goodwill. And the moment that you and I begin to eat of the world's substance, the world pleasure, the world will, it taints our spirit till we don't become vibrant. We begin to look old. We begin to look weary and downtrodden. But God says, take the food that I have given you. It's good nourishment for your body. Do you hear what I'm saying? It keeps you vibrant. It keeps you up. It keeps you alive. It keeps you in the will of God. It gives you strength when you don't have strength. In the name of Jesus, I know this is right, because we believe in the will of God. We believe in the power of God. We trust God, and we lean not to our own understanding. He directs every area of our life. He just can't be Lord in one area of your life. He has to be Lord over all that's in your life. Do you believe that? And that's why we don't compromise in the word of God. I'm not here to tickle your back, rub your ears, and say it's all going to be well. No, things will happen in life. But when we know who's in charge in life, we will keep on pressing on the way of life. Glory to God. Somebody going to believe this country boy this morning. Amen. So let's go to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. And we were dealing with what we call the four P's. The four P's, number one was purpose. Daniel knew his purpose. And then the next P we're dealing with is principle. You got to have principles. Because if you don't have principles, then nobody won't understand really who you are. And then the third one is purity. You have to be pure in what you're doing. And then four, lastly, it would be prayer. And then there's a fifth one for the P, and I just came up with that by the Holy Ghost power. It's prayer. And then when you do all of these things, then you got power. Power, power in the Holy Spirit. Do you hear that? Glory to God. I'm like a locomotive this morning. You better watch out. If you're not on the track, you better get off. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. So Daniel chapter 6, are you with me this morning? Are you with me this morning? Let's stand for the reading of the holy written word of God. We stand because we give him honor. We give him reverence. The Bible says when Ezra the scribe opened up the book, the people stood. Why? Because they gave reverence to God. You're not reverencing me. You're reverencing the holy written word of God. And in the house of God, there has been many people that don't reverence God. And when you don't reverence God, how many know that God won't reverence you? See, God understands where you are, who you are, and what you delight yourself in the name of Jesus. Let's speak, Lord, for thy servant hear thy voice. And he goes on, he says, in chapter 6, verse 1, are you there? Say, I'm there.
I'm there.
I'm there.
It
says, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents of whom Daniel was first. Say the world think I'm last, but I'm first. You may be seated in the presence of a life-changing king. See, you got to know. The world see you one way, but God always sees you the other way. In the name of Jesus, look at this. How that you know you can be kingdom successful without compromising? What do you mean, Brother Simmons, kingdom? That means you're a Christian, you trust God, you obey God, and you're in the kingdom of God, and you don't have to compromise to get ahead in God's kingdom. Do you hear that? Look at this. Verse 1 again, it says, and it pleased Darius. See, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom and 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and that king should have no damage. Then Daniel was preferred above what? Above the presidents and the princes. Do you see that? Daniel was preferred above. See, when you're walking upright and comely of the Lord, and you're preaching and teaching the word of God without pleasing people, God is going to promote you because you're standing in the will of God. Do you hear that? Even on your job, people want to get you to do the wrong thing, say the wrong thing. They want you to cheat. No, you stand for what is right in your life. And God will launch you forward in all things. Do you hear that? Somebody say all things. All things. Yes, you got to believe this thing. And then it goes on to say, oh, I feel that this morning. The Holy Ghost is here this morning. And then he goes on to say, verse 3 again. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes because an excellent spirit. Say excellent. Because of what? An excellent spirit. Daniel had an excellent spirit. In spite of what took place in chapter 1, he could have been wounded, bamboozled, hoodwinked, snatched, drawn down, and took away. But Daniel stood without compromising. And God knows when you stand without compromising, he sees something inside of you that the world just don't understand. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? God sees your heart. God knows and understands what you're made out of. Many people can come and say a lot of different things about you. Paul even said it in the book of Corinthians. I'm not concerned what they say about me. I'm going to give them the word of God. Do you hear that? When you're given the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, those that don't want to walk in truth will not stay and listen to the truth. Glory to God. That's why on the dollar bill it says, in God we trust. It didn't say trust in that dollar bill. It says, in God you must trust. Even God knows that the dollar bill don't have no power without trusting in him. Do you hear that? Glory to God. And that's worldwide. In the name of Jesus. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Don't trust in your money. Don't trust in your pleasure. It says in God we trust. Glory to God. So you put your trust in God, not in your material things. Put your trust in God, not in what you're trying to conjure up to get ahead. Do you hear what I'm saying? Oh, I trust in the Lord with all my soul, and I lean not to my own understanding. I acknowledge him that he may direct my path. See, there are many, many times that I could have compromised. I'm quite, you have too, could have compromised. I could have went overseas and worked overseas for many years chasing what? Money, 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 money. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? But God says, no, son, do you trust me? No, son, do you believe what I said? No, son, can you delight yourself in me? I say, I will, Lord. No matter how hard it gets, what it looks like, and what it seems not going to happen, God said, this thing is going to happen because you won't compromise. When everybody in the world go to other places and do other things, and they see compromise, but when they look back at where they started, where they came from, and they see no compromise, they'll run back to the truth. Because the Bible says the truth will what? Set you free. And he who the Son set free is what? Free indeed. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. See, we got to walk this thing out. You just can't talk it out. And so the Bible says that was what? An excellent spirit. Verse 3 again, it says, then this Daniel, a particular Daniel, not Daniel by the wayside, not Daniel on the stony ground. This Daniel, not wavery Daniel, not a Daniel that was in one day and out one day. This Daniel, a particular type of Daniel. Do you hear it? Are you a particular type? That's what God said. Can God say, this man and this woman? Do you hear it? Glory to God. He says it right here. He says again, he says, then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Do you see that? How many of you know? You might feel that nobody's watching you. You might think nobody's looking at you. But God sees you. And seeth not that that individual can despise you. The word despise, contrapuneo, down low, and belittle you. But when God speaks to the heart of the wicked got to obey God. Do you hear that? I'm going to say that again because you mustn't hear what I said. When God, I'm talking about the only true living God. He says this, Daniel. When God speaks to the heart of the wicked have to obey God. I don't care what they didn't like about you, couldn't care about you. But when God speaks to the heart of the wicked got to obey God. Because God see an excellent spirit inside of you that you was on the job, you was in the business, you was in the church, you was in the ministry, and that you was not serving yourself, not serving man, but serving God with an excellent spirit, and God's going to prefer you over a whole lot of people. Oh, you got to get excited about something. See, that tells me somebody is on the verge of, I might believe this. But you got to believe this because the Bible says that he put Daniel over the whole realm. You know the whole realm? The whole realm is above everything and everything else is beneath. So Daniel was above the whole realm, Larry. You can be above the whole realm because God says that you are above and not beneath. And Daniel knew this. God says, Daniel, you got an excellent spirit. And therefore, I'm going to put you over the whole rim. And then verse says, again, right here in verse 4, are you with me? Am I going too fast? It says, then the presidents and princes sought to define. Okay, see, when the wicked is trying to hold you down, when they're slandering you, talking about you, to the boss, all in their face, a compromising with the devil, playing around with trickery, warlocks, and witchcraft. Do you hear what I'm saying to this? They're going to try to come up with things about you. But see, the verse before that already said, this Daniel had an excellent spirit. It doesn't matter what they say, what they collide against. God already said, you got an excellent spirit here. I don't care what they say about you. But see, we fall prey and weak and feeble when somebody come up and say things about us. We be all nervous and scared. But God says, I have not given you the spirit of timidity. That means fear. But I give you the spirit of what? A power. Love and what? A sound mind. The only way your mind can be sound if you understand that God says you have an excellent spirit. That means your mind is sound, is made up what God says unto me, regardless of what, in spite of what they think about me. I don't care what they say about me. You should not neither. Because God already said, you got an excellent spirit. It's God the judge. He has the final say so about all things. That's why we need to get our mouth off of some people. Take your mouth off of it. God already got his eyes on it. And when God speaks, they're going to hear. When God speaks, they're going to know. Oh, I'm bringing a book. I want the word of God to manifest itself in the people of life to come to this ministry. So when we stand up, God knows that we have an excellent spirit. We're not here to play games. We're here to love people and honor God. We walk in this thing out by faith. We trust in him on precepts upon precepts. We build in here a little and there a little. And God's going to bless the whole lot of it. Do you hear it? So don't get caught up on verse 4. But you got to hear it. Because it will come if it had not already came. But God loves you enough to let it not come nigh unto thee. He says, 1,000 will fall at thy side and what? 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. It shall not come nigh thee. It shall not come nigh thee. He said it ain't going to come up against you. I don't care what they say, First Lady. It ain't going to come up against you. Why? Because you got an excellent spirit. Maybe not in their sight, Sister Jackie, but in the sight of God, your spirit is excellent. What that mean? It lines up with the will of God. It lines up with the will of God. My brothers and sisters, friends, I plead with you. Stay in alignment with the will of God. Don't get zigzaggy with God. Like the old commercial. What is that commercial with the weasels? What is that, Akia? Is that Akia Mercer? Do everybody, come on, y'all watch TV too. Come on now, you watch TV. How many of y'all got, you got cars, don't you? See, the world wants you to be like the weasel in the Kia commercial. And what they were saying, okay, they knew what they supposed to drive. They knew what they was representing. They knew the logo. They knew the production. They knew who was selling the cars. But in spite of that on the commercial, they were saying, you can get with this or you can get with that. See, we don't want to get with this or get with that. We want to get with him because it's all about him. Do you see that? We're not wishy-washy. One day I'm on this side. The next day I'm on this side. Somebody said, the Bible, Paul says, Apollos, one like Apollos, one like Paul, and one like Cephas, which name is Peter. See, it's not about who you like. It's about what you hear from him. Do you hear it? And we get caught up in our emotions and we get fickle and bent out of shape. It calls to compromise. See, the word that we preach is not our own, but is of him who sent us. And if any person in here desire to do their own will, then they are not of God, Dr. Rose. That's the word of God. If we don't bring the living word of God to people, then the people can't live in the word. You got to bring the living word of God to people so they can live through the word. Our life is hid in Christ Jesus. The word of God keeps us strong and vibrant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. I love God because he gives us wisdom. He gives us understanding. He gives us knowledge to do what he says to do. He commands us. He don't suggest to us. Bishop Blackwell, he don't make a suggestion about anything. When God speaks, we got to hear the voice of God and we don't contemplate. We just got to move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me go through this, man. I'm caught up in the name of Jesus. He says in verse 4, we know that Daniel had an excellent spirit. How did this apply to you today? Because God says you got an excellent spirit. In spite, well, I'm not excellent, Pastor. God says you're excellent. God says, forgetting those things which are behind, press towards the mark of what? The high call in Christ Jesus. God says, you got an excellent spirit. Quit downplaying yourself. God looks at you different. God loves you more. It's nothing that God won't give unto you according to his will. Stand up and know that you are somebody in God's kingdom. David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God. And David was a king, and God blessed him with multiple things. Know that you are royal, and God sees that. You don't need an entourage. You don't need a whole bunch of people around you, because greater is he that's in you than all the people around you. God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. People will leave you, but God will always be there with you. In the name of Jesus, he's the lover of our soul. Brother McIntosh, he says right here in verse 4, He said, then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasions against Daniel concerning the kingdom. See, they were trying to find occasions against Daniel. You know what he was talking about? Not just the church business, Daniel's personal business. Trying to find some fault in his personal business. Oh, they got those businesses over there, and they got the church over there, but let's find some fault in them. Let's go digging. That's what they were saying. See, when you're doing good and you're doing right by the will of God, people are going to start trying to dig and trying to find out something against you. Oh, I'm in the scriptures. I know it happens in life, and it probably happened in your life, and it might be happening now. God forbid, but God says you got an excellent spirit. They're going to try to come up and get all type of things against you and say stuff about you. They try to get occasions and bring up things about Daniel's kingdom and what he was doing. See, I heard this morning by Brother Rudy, he says, kingdom, kings, and priests. See, you're kingdom people and also you're priests. You're out there in the world and you're providing, First Lady said this morning, to bring provision for your family. So what does a king do? A king goes to war. A king is in the battle all day long. And then when the king comes from battle, he just don't sit down and slump and lump. He be coming to the priestlyhood. He's covered by God. He begins to minister the word of God. He begins to speak the oracles of God. Do you hear it? So they tried to find these things about Daniel. But they couldn't find nothing about Daniel. Why? Because Daniel had what? An excellent spirit. Say, I got a Daniel spirit, and I dare to be a Daniel. You're a Daniel. Believe it or not, you're a Daniel. The Bible says, higher lifted up. Oh, be higher lifted up. Do you see it? And then it says, these presidents, oh, I want to get through this. God help me. He said, then this presidents and princes sought to find occasions against Daniel concerning the kingdom, his business, his ministry, his way of life. See, here go God. God said, but let me put my butt in this thing. Let me put my butt in this thing. Do you hear that? You don't even have to speak. God's going to speak on your behalf. But wait a minute. Do you see it? The old song used to say, hold up, wait a minute. But see, we need to learn how to say, hold up, wait a minute. Let me put more Jesus in this thing. Don't you know who I am? I'm of the kingdom of God. And I have an excellent spirit that pertains and pertains to your life as you sit right here today. Oh, I pray that you know how strong you are. I pray that how God loves you. You know that God loves you to speak to you every day. If God doesn't speak to you as a believer, then you need to check yourself. Because God always speaks to us. But sometimes are we hearing what God is saying? The Bible says, he who has an ear, let them hear what thus the Spirit of God says to that individual. And then it says, but they could find no occasion or fault. See, don't fear. Don't fear. They can't find anything if you don't compromise. Do you hear that? They can look, they can scratch. They can write documents and publicize paper, go on Facebook and book face, whatever you want to call it. YouTube, whatever you want to call it. But they will not find nothing about you if you stand and don't compromise. We're going to stand. I don't care what it looks like, what it seems like. We're not going to compromise spoken word. We're going to stand the will of God and speak God's word. And challenge people for change by the Holy Ghost. You got to want to be challenged when you come up in here. Because you're going to get the word of God. And God loves you enough to challenge you. And then it goes on to say, but they could find no occasion or fault. For as much as he was what? Faithful. Much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Oh, that's a good place to be. a great place to be. That's in the secret place of the Most High God, abiding under the shadows of the Almighty. Do you see it? And then verse 5 says, then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel. Look at this. Now they messing with Daniel. They messing with Daniel. Do you see this? Now it's enough just to mess with Daniel. See, God says, touch not my anointing. Do my prophet no harm. See, when God sees you got an excellent spirit and somebody comes up against you, you don't have to fight. God's going to fight your battle. Do you see it? God will deal with the individual that's coming up against you. Don't you worry. God's going to deal with that individual. See, they started off messing with Daniel. They started off messing with Daniel thinking Daniel was a nobody. But see, Daniel was a somebody because Daniel got back up. Do you hear that? Like the movies that we watch. The Marvel movies that we look at. We used to look at Batman. Batman had who? Robin. Do you hear that? But guess where the wisdom came from? It came from Alfred, the butler. Why? Because Alfred was older than both of them. He said the old should train up the young. Even though Batman was out front, he had to hear the voice of God from the back. Oh, somebody gonna get this thing. Somebody gonna get this thing. See, you may think you out front. And people think it's you, but you got to hear the voice from the background. You got to hear the Holy Spirit talk to you. You got to hear him say to you, move forward. Do you hear that? Cato. And what? It was Cato and what? Green Hornet. See, everybody got a backup. So you got to know who your backup is. You're not out here by yourself. You got a backup that's more powerful than any backup there ever could be. And it's the Holy Spirit. It's Christ that dwells in you. Do you hear this thing? Oh, I'm talking. He says, first come the natural and then the spiritual. I got to tell you in the natural so you can understand the spiritual. Because if I start off in the spiritual, you might be so carnal that you can't catch it. So I got to paint the picture for you. I'm not talking Looney Tunes or Marvel movies. I'm talking about the spiritual principles of God that affect your life right now today. As we live, move, and have our being. Glory to God. Do you see it? And then he goes on to say. He says, verse 5 again. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel. Except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. See, you mess around with dangerous territory. If God says that Daniel has an excellent spirit, then Daniel is not going to play with the law of his God. What do you mean the law of his God? See, many people play with the law of the spirit, and that's the law of God. How many know that there's laws in the kingdom of God? And when you're a citizen of God's kingdom, you can't do what you want to do. Do you hear it? When you're a citizen of the kingdom of God, I want you to hear this. We are what? Citizens of the kingdom of God. That means we cannot do, men and women of God, what we want to do. We have to obey by the law of the Spirit. Because they was trying to find, was Daniel a true man of God? They were searching out his business. They was looking into his ministry and trying to find fault with him in his God and the way that God was prospering him, because the wicked had to promote Daniel. Do you see that? They was trying to see if Daniel was putting a spell upon him to get the presidents and be over the princes and over the realm. Daniel was an upright man. He stood for the word of God. When we stand for the word of God, my brothers and sisters, people will hear the voice of God. There will be many summons to this house because they're going to raise up and hear the voice of God. And they're going to run to the house because there's no compromise in the house and there's no compromise in your house. Do you hear that? People can trust you. and believe you because you walk in truth. We're almost there. Verse 6 says, then these presidents and princes assembled together. Oh, here we go. They're assembling together. They're not gathering. See, when you're gathering, it's just jaw-jacking. But when you assemble together, you got a purpose and intent. When you assemble together, you're doing something on purpose. That means everybody got the same angle. Do you hear it? That's why when we come to the house of God, we don't gather, we assemble. Because when you assemble, there's some type of order. Do you hear that? When you assemble, there's order. When you're gathering, it's just a lot of different people. Oh, Jack over here and John Jack over there. But no, we're assembling under the authority of God. And there's order. And so the Bible says, are you still in the word? This is the word of God, isn't it? It's the written word of God. This is how God communicates to our spirit and lets us know that we are doing well. He says in verse 6, then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto the king, Darius live forever. They're trying to butter him up. Do you see that? There will be people that try to butter up people that are in charge. But you don't have to compromise and stoop to that. You just do the will of God. See, in other places, see, I am so thankful and grateful unto my leadership, my spiritual leadership, that First Lady and I never had to butter up to them. Why? Because they had their Holy Ghost eyes on us all the time when we didn't even know it. See, God got his eyes on you when you don't even know it. You don't have to butter up to whoever's in charge. God already has his eyes on you to move you forward, to place you where he needs you to be placed. He says, in the house, there are many vessels, some of earth, some of wood, some of clay, some of honor, and some of dishonor. But God says, I want you to be meet for the master's use unto every good work, because God knows what you can do, when it's time for you to do it, and when he says for you to do it, don't contemplate, just do what? Just do it. Do you hear it? Well, I'm offended by that, Brother Simmons. You just telling me to do it. No, he said, just do it. And see, when we don't do what God says to do, then we can lose the blessing that's connected to what God has said. How many of you know those that have been coming here to this ministry and it has nothing to do with me? Your blessings are tied to this place by you being obedient. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you. Don't put the pressure on me. I'm putting it back on you. Because when you do what God says, then God will bless you and your house. Oh, I know it's true. I know it's true. So don't pressure me. Put it back on you. When you do what God says to do, then your prosperity, your life, the will of God for your life is connected to where God places you. See, many don't really understand sometime because they want to compromise and do things that God don't desire for them to do. Go places where God never desired for you to go. God never desired for you to go over here. God sent you here. If God sent you here, why not stay here and do what God says? What's different over there? He's the same God today as he was yesterday. Let me close because I see y'all can't handle too much more of this. Glory to God. Put some fries to your shake. In the name of Jesus. Look at this. Then he says in verse 6, see, I didn't even get into my notes, but it's the Holy Ghost power. It's the Holy Ghost power. He says, then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king. They puffing them up. And said thus unto the king, Darius, live forever. All these presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal salute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. So he put all the people together that are called bigwigs. Do you hear that? And see, how many know that there's mayors, there's congressmen, and there are presidents of this, and there are CEOs of that. There are bigwigs, Microsoft, Bill Gates, you got Amazon, you got all the bigwigs. And then kahunas with the people that are legislator that's in the city, that's in the mayor's office, and they call them all together so they can suppress that which is right. How many of you know that? But I'm here to tell you, you can't stop what God has already put in motion. They can't stop what God has already put in motion. But it takes a people to know that God is on my side. And when I do the will of God and I stand for righteousness, his glory will reign. His power will reign. The sun will shine. And the glory of God will be upon the face of the earth. So they call all the people, the bigwigs, together. They're trying to come up with something. They put a decree in place. They puffed the king up. And they puffed him up so much, he forgot the excellent spirit in Daniel. See, you can puff somebody up and they forget all the good things. And they focus on what they're familiar with, their people. But God says, them ain't really your people. Those are my people. And the really why they went on that side, because they was compromising. They even got King Darius to compromise because they puffed them up. Oh, King Darius, live forever. You got to be careful that people pump you up. I'm telling you the truth, my brothers and sisters. You be get the big head. Remember the old saying in the neighborhoods, and I don't know where you're from, but I'm country boy, and I lived in the hood, but I can speak great vernacular, which is English. I can. Some says big head. But when you're from the hood, they call you waterhead. Because your head got so big, people pumped you up. You're walking around. They say, oh, he pumped up waterhead. Now your head is bigger. Bigger than your body. You can't even go forward because your head's so big. You're leaning to the side way. You'll never go straight. The Bible says straight is the way that leads to righteousness. Wide is the road that leads to destruction. You're always going to the left or to the right. And you're never going straight because your head's so puffed up. And you're hearing people more than you're hearing God. My brothers and sisters, I plead with you this morning, by the mercy of God, that you don't compromise, that you don't look around and see, well, this and well, that. No, you don't compromise. God says there's an excellent spirit inside of you. He's not talking about anybody. When he says this, Daniel, he's being specific. There can be a stack of Bibles in this ministry. If I just say, give me a Bible, then you'll go get any Bible. But if I say, give me that Bible, it's a particular Bible that I'm asking for. And God is asking for you particularly to have an excellent spirit and don't compromise. We too can be kingdom successful without compromising in our life. Do you believe God? Can you trust God? Can you obey God? Can you stand the will of God? We can stay in the will of God because it's God's will to keep us in. Do you hear it? Let's give the Lord a hand praise. God loves you so much. In spite of what the world thinks about you, God will always think good about you because God loves you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Let's stand to our feet. Oh, glory to God. By the grace of God, Lord, we thank you this morning. God, we thank you that we have an open heart and that you have spoken to each and every one of us, that we don't have to compromise. God, you have given us great examples and ensamples throughout the scriptures. And Father, the scriptures are not for the book of old, they're for today. And Father, I pray, has it already been decreed? But now I declare, by the power of God that worketh inside of each and every one of us, that we know that we can dare to be a Daniel. God, in spite of what may bother us and what we may be fearing in our life, God, you will always overpower the situation. So God, I thank you for those that are here this morning, that you will grace them with peace that passes all understanding, and that you will give them the joy, unspeakable joy, for their life. And God, that they will not compromise in spite of what it may seem and how it may feel, knowing, God, that you have given them an excellent spirit to function in. Father, those that have businesses and those that are in ministry, God, they went to seek out occasions to find fault in what they was doing. God, we only do what you says to do, and we only say what you say to say. So keep each and every one of us, God, hidden behind the cross. Protect every household from wickedness and evilness. God, if it comes across the doorpost and it enters into their house, God, expose it immediately, 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 God, that they don't give an ear to it. Let them be wise. Let them be wise, Holy Spirit. Now, Father, those that are looking and listening and tuned in, and those of you that are looking and listening and tuned in, I pray that you can find in yourself an excellent spirit. I pray that you understand that God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son, and that he called you by name as he did with Daniel. Whatever your name is, he called you by name because he wants you to be saved into the kingdom of God. So if you have not accepted Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, salvation, Christ, sanctification. He wants to sanctify you and set you aside for his purpose only and not the world. If that's you, I ask that you repeat after me and say, Heavenly Father, God of heaven, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for me, and that he rose again, that I may have life and life more abundantly. If that's you, God says, welcome into this place. Welcome into this holy temple that he's been residing for you, and now he's got you. And if you're one that have walked away and lost faith in the kingdom of God, God says, come back unto me, and I will bless thee. I want to keep thee in perfect peace, harmony, and unity. You have been out of my will, and your life seems to be in shambles. When you're out of the will and not heeding to my voice, I am not obligated to watch over you and protect you because you're not in my kingdom. You're in the kingdom of the world. And the world wants to sift you like wheat. But God says he wants to build you up in the Holy Ghost. So if that's you, God says, come back to the house that I can be your father and you can hear my son, who have I given all power and authority to guide you. Thirdly, you're watching on the air and you've been sitting at home on the couch, but God has been prompting you to come to the ministry, to be a partner, to be a part of the body, to be the eye, to be the ear, to be the arm, to be the foot. God needs you for the work of the ministry. So God is saying, get off of the couch, put your clothes on, brush your teeth and put some deodorant on, and come to my house. For in my house there are many blessings. The Bible says, he who is planted in the house of the Lord shall, it's a definite article. And shall means it shall be done. You will prosper in the house of God in the name of Jesus. And if you're there, we want you to like us on Facebook and like us on our website. We even have eJoin. If you want to join by eJoin, join eJoin, and then someone will get back with you and they will open their heart to express the love of God in this ministry for you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So we thank you and salute you in the mighty name of Jesus. Repeat after me. Say, I will not compromise. I will stand for God alone. My life is hid in Christ Jesus. Dear Lord, you told me I have an excellent spirit. And for that reason, alone, I trust you. I obey you. I walk in your counsel, not in the world, but in the kingdom. I walk in your counsel, not in my sight, but that which I believe. Oh God, deliver me from fear, from doubt, from disbelief. From this day and forward, I will stand, I will obey, I will submit to your will, and your will only, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give God a hand praise. God bless you for your love for God and the kingdom of God and the people of God. Let someone know that you're the real deal and express the love of God in your life. Bring them into a kingdom where you enjoy yourself. Don't let them rot on the side. Bring them into the kingdom too, where they can be fervent and fruitful and powerful just as you. Amen. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God love you. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Place where we can go to lay the troubles down.